Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is the second hour of our program, and a welcome to our WR listeners in New York who may be a little confused because I've usually heard each Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m., but temporarily because of Mets spring training baseball, we have been moved to a temporary new time slot, Sundays at 7 p.m., and you know, perhaps we're inheriting a new audience of people who don't listen at the normal time, so welcome aboard. We've got lots of listeners. You can always listen to this program live if you go to drhoffman.com. You can catch the live stream from noon to 2 p.m. each Saturday. Every Saturday, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, go to drhoffman.com and click on the live stream, and you'll get the full 2 hours of the program. Or alternatively, if you're busy Saturdays, can't make it, you're not computer savvy, you can always check out the podcast, which you can find usually posted Monday mornings of the full 2 hours of our program. And, of course, we're heard all over the country, and I recently got our list of affiliates, and literally they are many states of the union. We're heard in Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, several stations, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Indiana, Idaho, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, North Carolina, North Dakota, New Hampshire, New York, of course, our big flagship station, WOR, the new 710 out of New York City, but also in Ithaca and Rome, New York, in Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Vermont, Washington, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. So a shout out to our affiliates in really cool cities, Eureka, California, Statesboro, Georgia, home of Taj Mahal's Blues, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, Rattleboro, Vermont, Bellingham, Washington, and La Crosse, Wisconsin. We've got lots of affiliates. So we welcome you aboard wherever you're listening from. 888-302-3684. This is a participatory show, should you care to call. I know it may be a little harder for New York listeners to call because if you call this hour, well, nobody's going to answer you because usually when we issue the phone number, it's a live show on Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. and there's somebody there to answer your calls. All right, so we'll rely on our other affiliates across the country for phone calls, and maybe we'll get some, maybe we won't. But we got lots to talk about this hour, so let's commence. Vitamin D. Vitamin D has been shown to be effective for a lot of things. It's more than a bone vitamin. It seems to be ubiquitous in its effects on the body. It may affect the immune system. It may have an anti-cancer effect. It may have a cardiovascular disease preventive effect. It has a mood effect. It certainly enhances the immune response. But while it may protect us from viral infections and help us respond to bacterial infections, it also seems to tamp down the immune system if we are suffering from an autoimmune disease like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis. Many studies suggest that higher doses of vitamin D may be helpful. But a recent study threw some cold water on the assumption that people should be taking lots of vitamin D. The study suggests that they recently raised the RDA for vitamin D from a paltry 400 international units to 600 international units until you reach the age of 70, where they then say 800 international units per day is desirable. But many of my patients are taking 2,000 or 5,000 or even 10,000 of vitamin D. And so what's up with that? Well, a big article in a major medical journal authored by Dr. Cedric Garland. He's the University of California, San Diego. He wrote a letter to the editor of a medical journal in which he states that if we were to follow that 600 IU of vitamin D recommendation, a large number of individuals would have an insufficient amount of vitamin D. And he cites several scientific studies. He says that the RDA for vitamin D, 600 international units, is 10 times lower than what we actually need. They challenge the National Academy of Sciences and the Institute of Medicine recommendations that we use 600 international units of vitamin D as the standard. They say, okay, if everybody were to take 600 international units of vitamin D, then a very high percentage of people would have inadequate vitamin D. They say to get a vitamin D level of at least 50, which is what you need to experience optimal health, you could need up to 8,895 IUs per day. That's over 10 times the amount that is now recommended. So, and by the way, the upper limits of safety that the IOM itself has established for teenagers and adults, that's 10,000 international units. They say don't take more than 10,000 international units, and I agree. Sometimes trouble can arise if you take more than 10,000 per day. You need careful monitoring. But according to this new study, or this letter based on lots of scientific research, 600 IUs, not enough. All right, this item, you know, has to do with those familiar zinc lozenges that people take for colds. Do they really work? Well, some studies have suggested that, zinc, vitamin C, not so important, that there's really nothing much you can do for the common cold. But according to a meta-analysis recently published in BMC Family Practice, high-dose zinc acetate lozenges may actually help shorten many symptoms associated with the common cold. A previous meta-analysis that was based on just three studies showed that zinc acetate lozenges shorten the duration of colds by 42%. Well, that's pretty good. So what they think is that when zinc acetate lozenges dissolve in the mouth, and apparently the form of zinc may be important. So the studies were done with zinc acetate. Zinc ions are released into the saliva and maintain high levels of zinc in the oropharyngeal region, in the mouth and the throat. And the effect of the zinc lozenges might be greatest on symptoms in that region, such as sore throat, and so on. But they actually found that the benefits traveled beyond just the throat area, that they impacted nasal symptoms and muscle aches. According to the studies, high-dose zinc acetate lozenges shorten the duration of nasal discharge by 34%. I'll take that. Nasal congestion by 37%, sneezing by 22%, scratchy throat by 33%, sore throat by 18%, hoarseness by 43%, and cough by 46%, and even had a dramatic impact on the duration of muscle aches, a reduction by 54%. There was no effect on the duration of headache and fever. But adverse effects of zinc were minor. So the researchers conclude that zinc acetate lozenges releasing zinc at a dose of about 80 milligrams per day. You don't want to go way high on zinc because real high doses can be toxic. But just 80 milligrams per day may be useful treatment for the common cold. Started within 24 hours. You got to start early at the first signs of a scratchy throat and malaise. And you need to continue, follow through for a period of a week or 10 days to get full results. And I've tried this, and I few colds, usually minor colds, the zinc lozenges really can ultimately make a difference. All right, 888-302-3684, that's a number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots more to talk about when we return. We're going to talk about the potential harmful effects of commonly used antibiotics on the mitochondria. The mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cells, that's not good if you're taking high doses of antibiotics over a prolonged period. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Heart disease is the number one killer in America, but you don't need to become a statistic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'd like to share with you that one of the best ways that I found to support heart health is by taking Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Backed by more than 700 peer-reviewed studies, Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has also been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is completely odorless and won't upset your stomach. Made from 100% organically grown garlic, I recommend taking Kyolic daily as part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores nationwide.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684 is our number, should you care to call us. You know, I'm an athlete, and I'm always looking for that performance edge, and I want to share with you something about a product that I'm using lately with great results. It's Super Beets, and Super Beets works on the nitric oxide principle. It helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation. It relaxes your arteries, too, which can optimize blood pressure. And research has shown that you can actually increase your stamina by drinking a lot of beet juice, but I'm not guzzling two glasses of beet juice a day to get the benefits because it tastes kind of grody. And now I don't have to because I use Super Beets before every workout. And you can get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no unpleasant beet taste. Beet juice is rich in nitrates. And Super Beets gives you the equivalent of half a liter of beet juice in just 1 4-ounce shot. And it tastes quite pleasant. It's not loaded with sugar, far superior to those energy drinks. So try it. You can get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also receive a free book called Beat the Odds, which lays out the science of nitric oxide. And you get free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you're going to feel with your first free canister. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back. It's that simple. This is a no-risk offer, and it lets you try this life-changing nutrition breakthrough today. So I don't work out without my Super Beets. I think you'll love it. 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com for the special offer for my listeners. Try for yourself. 800-738-2198, 800-738-2198, or go to the website, Intelligent Beets, that's B-E-E-T, intelligentbeets.com, or call 800-738-2198. All right. This item, kind of disconcerting, and I just came across it when I was doing a little research on antibiotics, because there's a disturbing trend with a perplexing medical condition, Lyme disease, to put patients on lots and lots of antibiotics, long-term antibiotic use. And I was discussing this with some people on Facebook, where I have sometimes that little dialogue, little conversation, you know, I follow somebody talking about Lyme disease, and they said, well, they're taking some form of tetracycline, a potent antibiotic, for a long time. There are various names for tetracycline. minocycline, doxycycline, a low-dose tetracycline called Oracea is sometimes used for gum disease and for the condition rosacea, which is a facial condition. And people take this long-term, day in, day out. And I came across an article that suggests that tetracycline can impair the activity of mitochondria. That's not good. Mitochondria are the energy-producing cells everywhere in your body. And if your mitochondria are damaged, this can have an impact on your brain, your heart, virtually every organ in your body. Also, a new category of potent antibiotics. I can't keep up with the names, but there's a new potent antibiotic called Zyvox, and it's used for very serious infections. This is one that's particularly prone to create mitochondrial damage. So it's a dilemma, because what are you going to do? Lyme disease, people feel lousy. The lousier they feel, the more antibiotics they're given long-term, sometimes intravenously. Is it good? I don't know, because there can be harmful consequences with long-term antibiotic use. All right, I know that some of you are listening via WR, which is a Met station, but I got to talk about my Yankees. I'm a Yankees fan. Interesting article in the Times. I'm sorry, the Wall Street Journal, about the Yankees nutrition program. The Yankees have hired a professional nutritionist, and she's had 20 years of experience working in nutrition. And it used to be, you know, like in the days of Babe Ruth, you know, Babe Ruth had the most abysmal diet. He smoked, he drank, was always token on big stogies. Now athletes drink kale shakes, you know, and eat low-fat chicken breast. And the impact of diet is very important for athletes, because you do not want to be on a pro-inflammatory diet. You want a diet rich in phytochemicals, natural nutrients that are helpful for tissue repair. Certain athletes are going to be gluten sensitive. Gluten sensitivity can really impair your performance. It's also thought, they talk about it in this article, that certain phytonutrients actually help your vision, can help you with night vision, which helps night games, but also may help you with color discrimination, you know, that ball crossing the plate at 92 miles per hour is very difficult to see. And vision can be affected by a higher intake of certain phytonutrients that you get from, you know, carrots and other things that provide healthy nutrients. So the Yankees are hiring a nutritionist. They are invoking the nutrition connection to perform better. Hopefully they'll do better this year. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Beetroot juice is used by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects. Clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day could increase stamina by 16%. Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. It looks like Janet from Eureka, California, is availing herself of our services. Janet, are you talking to us via KWSW?
Absolutely.
AM.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. One of our strong affiliates out there in Redwood Country. Nice.
Yes, absolutely. And okay. I'm a longtime listener to your show, and I frequently read and enjoy your articles on your website.
DrHoffman.com.
Yes, yes.
Great. Good.
And my primary question up until the last 4 weeks has I've been using diatomaceous earth internally. I drink a tablespoon and a half every morning, and I enjoy it in water a half hour before I eat my breakfast.
Diatomaceous earth. Okay,
dirt.
So yeah, it's basically you're eating dirt.
Yeah, it's my dirty little secret.
Okay. So, all right, let me explain to our listeners. Well, first of all, how does it taste? It tastes like nothing,
right? I enjoy
right?
the flavor of it. To me, it kind of reminds me of the aroma of sun on a field of, you know, lavender or other woody herbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
I like it.
Let me explain what this is to our listeners. Diatoms are these little tiny creatures that you can barely see with the naked eye. But under the microscope, they have all these wonderful little structures. You know, it looks like like these marvelous little patterns. And they actually have little tiny shells, you know, that are made of limestone. So when you get diatomaceous earth, what you're mostly getting is some form of calcium. Farmers use diatomaceous earth because you know about this, right? You spread diatomaceous earth on your garden because what happens is it repels bugs. It actually causes the insects to die. They get it on, into their, they've like external armor, and it's sort of these particles kind of are like little ball bearings that get into their armor and damage their armor and cause them to die. But apparently this does not have an adverse effect on humans taking it internally. But the question is, does it have a beneficial effect? That's the more controversial question. You know, what's it doing? Is it helpful? Some people swear, it gets rid of whatever's ailing me. It prevents harmful bugs from growing inside me, just like on my garden. But I got to say that the science on diatomaceous earth is a little, it's a little lacking. There's not a lot
fuzzy?
Yeah, fuzzy, right. like fuzzy science.
Well, I started taking it because I had an inflamed shoulder that was probably left over from a teenage injury.
Yeah.
And I was having some very reduced mobility and strength with
my arm. I'm not sure if I'm not sure if that stuff has got the power to get into your shoulder. That's what I'm just saying. I mean,
well,
I'm not sure it's bad,
know.
But it got better. It got better.
I don't know what happened, but about 45 days after taking it, it seemed like all my little aches and pains just kind of disappeared, and I've got full mobility and strength in that arm again.
Yeah, but that was probably the same week that Barack Obama got elected, and, probably that's why your shoulder got better.
Oh, no, I think that just shook me to the ground.
Okay, so look, correlation is not, the point I'm making is correlation is not causation. And, I'm just saying, let's be scientific about it. I'm trying to make my audience more scientifically literate. I'm not putting you down for taking diatomaceous earth. It's one of those things it's on my radar screen, but I'm not a real big fan. Anyway, so.
Gotcha. I never saw it on your website anywhere.
No,
really?
Yeah.
Discussed much. So the main question I have is, is there a benefit or a detriment to taking it together with an equal volume of apple cider vinegar?
The answer is probably not. The apple cider vinegar might break down the calcium in it. It also contains some crystalline silica, which may or may not be bioavailable. You know, the bioavailable silica that we use is from a horsetail plant, and that's a more organic form of crystalline or mineral stuff is not well as well absorbed as something that comes from a plant, which is an organic source that is going to be better absorbed. I mean, the answer is I don't know. You could probably, you could take it. The stuff that probably doesn't do a heck of a lot, either good or bad for you, is not going to be helped or hampered by taking it with a juice. How about that for
okay?
How about that for a legalistic statement? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I just the reading I had done, it just made me wonder if maybe I'd done some kind of a science experiment, like baking soda and vinegar in my body.
Hey, you know, there's no steam coming out of your ears, is there? Okay, that's
well,
the main
no,
thing.
Well, no, but I'm in a good mood.
Okay. Ah, well, hey, who knows? So, what else is ailing you?
Well, I recently acquired a workplace injury, and it was strange, and it occurred on the 18th of February.
I'm sorry, this is not workman's compensation. I'm sorry, you got the wrong number.
I'm not, I
can't
haven't
help you
filed
with
a claim. I'm trying to work through it, because if I file a claim, then they're going to want to do things that I probably want to do things I don't want to do, like potentially surgery. So what happened was, I was sitting in a standard office task chair, and I'm short, so I was resting my feet on the leg stems of the chair. So that was creating.
Wait, you were sitting. You were sitting on the. You know, you were sitting on the armrest. No.
No, I sit on the chair, but my feet don't touch the floor.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got
so it. I was resting them on. On the leg stems of the chair, which was causing my legs to be bent, probably, I don't know, probably like 60 degrees, so only a 30-degree angle, you know. And I didn't realize what was happening until I did this. I didn't take a break. And so when I got up the next morning, my knees were very, very sore.
So they sort of, because you had them in a funny position, they locked in. Okay. So, so let's talk about, look, I don't know precisely the nature of the injury, but look, it sounds like you didn't, you know, tear anything or severely traumatize anything. It's just you got some inflammation from being in the wrong position. Maybe you stretched the tendons. So things that could be helpful. Take high-dose curcumin. Curcumin is a wonderful anti-inflammatory, and I use the product Mareva Curcumin. You can get it at drhoffman.com. Go to our website. We got a lot of products there, and you can browse the products at drhoffman.com under supplements. And also, you know, consider high-dose fish oil, because that always helps. And, you know, glucosamine chondroitin still is my old standby for knee pain. The product we use is called Avasoy Complete. It has glucosamine chondroitin with ASU. If you've, you know, one of the problems with these studies with glucosamine chondroitin, they may not be using enough. I use 6 a day instead of the usual 3 that is recommended. The other product that I like for inflammation, it's kind of a neat product. It's called Caprex. It's a natural non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, but it doesn't have the harmful effects of the drugs like Advil, ibuprofen, drugs that we don't like. So you could try some of those, and, you know, it sounds like...
I'm not to take any of that stuff, because I figure at my age, it's just, you know...
Hey, yeah, I mean, it goes with the territory. You're going to, you know, bend your knee in an uncomfortable position, and, you know, you're going to get some discomfort, but... it probably is a self-limited thing, and it will respond to, you know, some of these natural interventions. Give it a shot. All right, 888-302-3684. Oh, the big story this week. This is a huge story because for a long time we've been talking about GMOs. Several problems with GMOs. First of all, they're genetically modified. We don't even know what that's going to do to us, because these are entirely novel organisms that we're literally creating in the test tube. So theoretically, that is questionable scientific proposition. But the bigger problem is that GMOs are mostly created to tolerate high doses of a pesticide called glyphosate. So they are bioengineered to be glyphosate resistant. So you can spray an entire field, drench it in glyphosate. The crops that are GMO won't die, but the weeds will die. Now, that sounds great. And for years, they've been telling us, no problem. Glyphosate is not toxic. And I used to spray, by the way, the stuff popularly known as Roundup, and I'm guilty of having used this stuff. There's nothing as gratifying as walking around with a spritzer of Roundup on your driveway. I've got a driveway that's made of gravel. And when the weeds come through, it's a back-breaking task to pick up the weeds. So I used to walk around with the spritzer. And just, it's just so gratifying. You spritz the weeds, And you come back a couple of days later and they're dead. And it's just really gratifying because I'm a little OCD when it comes to my gravel driveway. So I used to get a kick out of doing it. Then I'd carefully wash my hands, make sure I didn't touch my eyes, my mouth, because I knew that something that killed weeds that effectively probably wasn't good for humans. But no, they said it's perfectly safe. It just kills those weeds, but it's perfectly fine for you. Well, I questioned that proposition, and a lot of people have, and now it has emerged. Big story this week. I'm reading here, I think this is from the Wall Street Journal. Glyphosate, an herbicide widely marketed by Monsanto, likely has the potential to cause cancer in humans. This according to the World Health Organization. Now, Monsanto, for its part, they continue to vociferously deny this. But consumer and environmental groups have long warned of health problems that they say could arise from applying the weed killer on farms. And there are glyphosate residues that persist on crops that are GMO. And, you know, much as you wash them or clean them, they're in there. They're in those foods. They don't kill the plants anymore because they're bioengineered to be glyphosate resistant. But the concern is that, and the studies have shown that we have detectable levels of glyphosate in our system, all of us, especially those who consume lots of genetically modified crops, including corn and soybeans, which can withstand sprayings of the chemical, but are saturated with glyphosate. So they say specifically increased risk for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is showing an uptrend. This is a concern. It leads us to be ever more vigilant about the introduction of glyphosate into the environment, and more GMO crops are being developed to tolerate Roundup, so-called Roundup-ready crops. And here's another problem. Glyphosate, you know, whether or not it can cause cancer, it does have an impact on certain critical enzymes that are involved in amino acid synthesis. And they may also, glyphosate may suppress certain, you know, it's a pesticide. It kills harmful bugs. And I mean, sorry, it kills harmful weeds. But it also, while it may not overtly kill pets or humans, you know, if you walk on a surface that's been glyphosate sprayed, you won't drop dead. But if you imbibe glyphosate, it may change your microbiome. It may suppress the natural healthy bugs that are present in your gastrointestinal tract. We know this to be of critical importance in human health. A balanced microbiome is responsible for immunity. It's responsible for proper digestion. It's responsible even for metabolism, as we've seen with studies that now show that a certain imbalanced microbiome can cause obesity. And so this is a far-reaching issue, and it's not going to go away. We need to have proper labeling of GMOs. Maybe we can't ban them outright, but at least we should, as consumers, have the right to access foods of our choice. And right now, a lot of these big companies are pushing back against legislation which will allow simple labeling of products as either GMO free or containing GMOs. No, you can't. It's a guessing game, and that's not a free marketplace. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. If you care to call us, this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Remember a couple years back there was this scare that fish oil could increase the risk of prostate cancer. And that's one of the stories that we had to weigh in with damage control on. And we did quite a few features and talked to experts who pushed back on the notion that fish oil could increase the risk of prostate cancer. In fact, my strong belief was that fish oil could be a bulwark against prostate cancer. And now, researchers from the very self-same place that issued the negative study in the first place, Washington State University, have found a mechanism by which omega-3 fatty acids inhibit the growth and spread of prostate cancer cells. The findings, which are precisely at odds with this 2013 study asserting that omega-3s increase the risk of prostate cancer, suggest an effective strategy for preventing and even treating prostate cancer. So they used prostate cell cultures, and they found that far from stimulating cancer cells, the fish oil acted as a signal to inhibit the growth factors suppressing proliferation of the cancer cells. So, you know, hopefully that will lay to rest this, I think, libelous assertion about fish oil that it could increase the risk of prostate. Yeah, that study was just plain wrong. It was misguided. And, hey, as so often happens in scientific controversies, you know, that was not the last word on the fish oil prostate cancer controversy. All right. Sunlight, which is something that we are certainly deficient in here in the Northeast, yet another bout of cold weather this last week, and it's this endless winter, just never, it's now springtime, and it's still cold here in the Northeast where I'm broadcasting from. We had a snowstorm last week. John Denver once crooned, "Sunlight on my shoulder makes me happy," and we're all awaiting the advent of some meaningful sunlight to make us feel good. I assure you, the first day when it's above 60 degrees here in New York, people are going to walk around with these kind of stupid smiles on their face, like, yeah, it's finally here. But what is it about sunlight that makes us happy? New research suggests that, well, okay, you get vitamin D from ultraviolet rays. There's something to that. But there's more to it than just the vitamin D that gets made in your skin when you're exposed to sunlight. It turns out that research was done at Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And they found that exposure to ultraviolet rays, which can be cancer-causing, I mean, you've got to be careful about overexposure, but moderate exposure increases levels of feel-good beta endorphins in the body. And as this study was done in mice, as beta endorphin levels rose, so did the mice's ability to withstand pain. So if you notice, if you feel like achy, you know, kind of like, you know, over 60, achy kind of thing, winter blahs, you get on the sun or you go down to the Caribbean, Mexico for a vacation, you feel like, yeah, that's because the ultraviolet exposure is giving you a feel-good hormone that helps to suppress, that helps to elevate your mood and suppress your pain. Very interesting. All right. This item on COPD, the most, one of the most common causes of death still is lung disease, smoking, smog exposure, chronic bronchitis and asthma can result in COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So you figure, okay, that's related to pollution. Well, it's also related to bad diet, according to a new study. A healthful diet is associated with lower risk for COPD. Researchers examined the association between diet quality and the risk for COPD. Like, usually they say, well, did you smoke? Did you not smoke? Did you live in the smog basin of Los Angeles or in a major industrialized area or near an intersection? It turns out that the healthier the diet, the higher the intake of whole grains, polyunsaturated fats, nuts, and long-chain omega-3 fats, and the lower intake of processed meats, refined grains, and sugar-sweetened drinks, the higher the breathing score. So, you want to protect your lungs? Well, yeah, avoid smoking, avoid smog, but also take in healthy foods that are anti-inflammatory. We know that even fish consumption slows the progression of COPD. Fish oil, too, can be helpful. Beneficial dietary polyphenols, spices like curcumin have an anti-inflammatory effect. All these can make a difference in whether or not you're going to succumb to severe lung disease. All right, remember, this program is but the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. Friend us on Facebook, like us there, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our newsletter at drhoffman.com, and check out all the articles there because there's lots more content, podcasts too.